What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Tiffany, Tiffany Evans. You are on air with my boy, David Duane.
Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a bag was for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else, you don't need nobody else, no. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl, you was in the zone. Yeah, you should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline blink, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline blink, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, thank you.
can call it what you wanna, but I'ma call you when I want it. Fishnets and trench coats, underneath it's a bomb. America's most wanted, everybody up on it.
What you gonna do when I put this pretty thing on you? Oh, I usually don't do this, but I do it for you. Oh, oh baby, oh, missing you is way too hard to do. I'd rather be fucking you. Do you mind if I give you love? I just wanna give you love. Would you tell me if I'm doing too much? Missing you.
Yo, what up? This is B. Smith. You're now tuned in with D. Already.
And boy, I've never felt like this before. I think I've seen you hit, but I don't know for sure. But I want you next to me, loving me endlessly. Yeah. Show me the finer things, take me to ecstasy. Yeah.
That you got me falling for you.
Touch me, tease me, make me feel the air. Bring me down, boy, pull my hair. Make me love it just like that.
Where your ass at, dog? You made me put his gun out. Where your ass at? jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction? Ooh, Mutombo with the, you keep getting rejected. Ooh,
heard I came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild when you turn flooded. And I had them like, wow, cup dudded. Dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard. Woo. Way too much codeine in that aura. We just count up big racks, whoa. I know I'ma get my boy. I count all these racks that they have on me now, I'ma have you like, whoa. Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', them boys up to something.
Going on, everybody. Thanks for tuning back into On Air with David Dwayne in the motherfucking building. What's going on with y'all? Happy Wednesday. Yes, it is October 14th, yes, 2015, and the year is almost out. But you know, it ain't over yet, and it ain't definitely over because tonight we are going to have R&B recording artist and actress, songwriter, mother, whole nine yard, Tiffany Evans on with us. Yes, y'all know who Tiffany is. Y'all have been a fan of her for a minute, just like we've been a fan of her for a minute. And her new EP comes out October 30th. So we're definitely going to talk with Tiffany about the new project. Definitely excited. It's going down tonight. Y'all know we've got entertainment news. We got a little bit of everything else that's going on. So you guys don't want to miss it. Even though the show says 10 to 12, you never know what's going to happen or what's going to pop up or whatever. So make sure you guys keep it locked right here. We definitely want to keep the jams going. And we'll be back with entertainment news in just a little bit, all right? Let's get it in.
Have you ever had a sex?
Yes, guys, that was DK, All in a Day's Work on Air with David Duane. It felt so different to put it all together and anything. But, guys, like I said, Tiffany Evans will be joined with us tonight to talk about her brand new EP that comes out on October 30th, All May. Yes, the EP is titled All May, and it is all her, and it is all so dope. So make sure you guys keep it locked. To On Air with David Duane, we're going to keep the entertainment news up. Actually, why don't we get into it right now? Might as well, okay? Because Ariana Grande has gone fucking blonde. Yes, I mean, she is a blonde. It's a little bit different, but Ariana unveiled her cover art for her new single, Focus, and it comes out in just 16 days. Wow. Wow. I mean, I'm saying wow because she just looks really good. You know what? I always say when a woman or a guy says like that they change their hair color, it is really fitting and suiting to their brand or where they're trying to go. It always works out for them in the long run. So shout out to Ariana because she's clearly doing it right. I mean, Justin Bieber, Purpose, his album comes out in just 5 weeks. I mean, let's talk about that. I mean, he's even got that even tattooed, Purpose tattooed below the belly button and stuff like that. So, you mean, that's coming. That is coming in itself. And speaking of albums coming, Rihanna Anti, she just announced that the date will be November 6th. What's going on here? We got a lot of albums coming, so is that an official date? We don't actually know, but it's rumored to be the official date, and you know we will keep you guys posted with everything else right there. Now, goodness gracious, Trey Songz hit with a tax lien. Interesting. Is this true? Is this false? TMZ reported it, but we believe that it's all BS. But it could be true now, folks. Let's keep an open mind. Some hip-hop artists and some R&B artists do get in these issues where, you know, they just somehow or another cannot seem to pay their taxes when they need to. But that ain't none of our business, and that ain't nothing that I have to know. Anyway, guys, let's keep the jams going. We got some more entertainment news. And like I said, Tiffany Evans will be joined with us. So let's get into Dana DeCane Lemonade.
What you mad for? Is it me or nah? The ice in my charm, forget no flaws. I'm Daddy T Raw, trips around the world. I'm open arms to adore you, my chick ball. Be loyal, Lord, I'm royal. Whipping that brave, catch a case if they try follow. She top dollar, no events already got it. Intoxicated, faded how we got home, glad we made it. I know they hate it, smirk on their faces, blue in the face, smirk faces. What I do for you, more than a bank statement. What she do for me, you know that tongue crazy. Mm.
I like that.
I'm so serious, she gets this.
I bite that, don't bite that.
Mm.
I like that, go like that. Come right back, she bite back.
Oh, you mad, my chick bad.
Ooh, yeah.
Thank you.
tonight. You've been working all week. Know it's hot on your feet. Let me take some of that stress up off you. Come lay with me. You know what's up. Pour another cup. Let that liquor hold your sentence. Why you gotta talk so much? Not trying to fuss, but I'm in a rush. See you moving them lips, but not on this song. You ain't saying. Try to be polite, but you ain't acting right. Sit your pretty ass on this bed. Make a V shape with your leg. That's it. That's it.
I just wanna get fucked up
with you. I admit it when I said I came to kick it, girl, I was lying. I got so damn carried away, there's nothing left that I can say. I want you now, I need you now, I gotta hit that shit somehow. I gotta hit that shit somehow, right now.
I just wanna get fucked up.
Somebody. right, then I said, woo. I know. Back up off me, I said, woo. Back up off me, I said, woo.
Back up off me, they want my backs and coffins. It's so cold in Indy and they still won't take my jacket off me. Back when I couldn't afford to get it, mix and master, homie. My mama fronting me that money, so it's no backup, homie. So back up off me, bank account look like a ballot, homie. Yeah, check the money. Packing, you get the trip and they unpacking, homie. Yeah, I overdo it, yeah, that's salad, homie. Yeah, I'm overdressing, ain't no salad on me. Me and Dave together, holy matrimony, yo. Oh, it's hard to smile, it's when they ain't free one. I got real ones on trial, it's fuck all my peers unless we talking about Belle Isle, it's the check is seven figures, I might try and dial this. And if I fucking make you, don't be blowing up my phone. Lately I've been messing with girls who tend to own on they own. I turn dusk in the dawn, turn my chair to a throne. Fuck her off in the whip, make her take Uber home. Culture the chromosome. I grew up without a hammock, I did everything except panic, feel me? Finally famous, the family, and we expanding on the top floor like we tanning. She throwing tantrums, she gon' hold this like a Grammy. I give a bomb D and do damage. She
said,
like,
calling Bolt Bus, a new kind of bus service.
Oh my God!
Schedule information.
Frustrated.
Or to reserve a seat on one of our buses, press 1.
Bolt Bus customer services, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. Nipsel, I'm calling because I was riding with y'all last week, and your bus driver was being so mean and nasty to a fellow bus rider.
Okay, and which bus were you on?
Hold on. I'll tell you which one I was on. I got to check my email. But it was to the bus going to the Philadelphia. See, what happened was is the other customer had put their stuff on the bus, and the guy was like, you know, said she can do it. And so when she went to get back on the bus, the lady was like, you can't do that. And it was on the bus for January 20th at the 5 o'clock one from Philadelphia, JFK, going to the New York on West 33rd.
Okay.
And I don't know who was the bus driver, but she was an old, mean, nasty Jamaican lady, and she was not offering chicken. But I'm trying to tell you right now, it was she was very rude and nasty, and I don't think it was nice.
Yeah. Okay, we'll report this to the manager.
And I know that she might have called and said whatever she had to say, but it wasn't nice. And I wrote with you guys before, too, and none of you guys are nice. Like, she was doing too much. And I said to her, I said, Hannah, you need to apologize. She said no. And she called me a bitch. She said, no, bitch, you do.
Okay, and what's your name?
La Otis.
Okay, Ms. Otis, we will write this up and get it to the manager.
In fact, can I speak to the manager? Because this is not the first time this has happened. This has happened more than once, and I just can't. It's just too much.
Okay, I can give you an email address that you can send it to, but I don't have a manager to speak with right now.
If it's a Gmail email, I don't send emails. So Because I know how people get with their Gmail. So is it a Gmail account or something else? Because I don't do Gmail.
It's customer service at boatbus.com.
Oh, that's it? So there's no other, there's no supervisor in your office?
No, there's not.
Have I even reached the right line? Is this is the customer service line, right? Because it doesn't even seem like you're able to do much.
This is the customer service line, Miss Otis. I will write this report up on this particular driver.
Okay. And is there any way that you can put a call into a manager to call me back? Because this was urgent. Like, she cussed the girl out.
Okay, what's your phone number?
What's my phone number? Yes, it's, yes. And I mean, she was just talking about the girl while she was just standing there, I mean, sit right behind her the whole time of the whole ride. The whole 2 hours. I was just like, thing. You know you're not right.
All right. I will put your name in the report and have them request that they give you a call.
Yes. And I mean, please, have them call me back tonight because this is urgent.
Okay.
I just came back from the jump off, but now I'm ready to pop off because she called me a bitch. And it's not cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
And I'm an elderly woman, and it's just too much.
Okay, we'll get this written up into the manager.
Okay, and when should I be expecting my phone call and my discount?
I'm going to request that they give you a call today.
Okay, thanks, and I'm going to look out for it.
Okay.
All right, watch out now.
Bye now.
Shy for.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style.
Everybody, yes, you're back on air with D. David Dwayne. Yes, on the place to be, my Fierce Wings Radio. Yes, at D. Dwayne Official on Twitter, or check us out at MFWE Radio and on air with David D. Yes, we in the place to be. Now, speaking of Chris Brown, okay, now I know you guys are highly excited and ready for his new album, Royalty, named after his daughter. But guess what, guys? It is coming Friday, November 7th. Yes. He announced it on Instagram that it was coming, and I think the world is just going to be surprised, because I feel like this album seems like, just from the snippets that Chris has been putting, it feels like it's going to have a real good, like, approach to it, like real feel good, real laid back. So it's definitely going to be a banging ass album that we're looking forward to, our damn selves over here at My Fierce Wings. Yes, we are, because Chris, I mean, like, come on, Chris, you make good albums. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why people be sleeping or why they saying, ah, Christmas, this, that, and third. But you be putting in your work, okay? You definitely do that. Now, if you guys have seen saw the BET Hip Hop Awards, you guys know that Diddy and the family, or I should say Puff Daddy and the family, dropped a new single, Working. He teased it as he performed it, and now it's out on iTunes, Apple Music, and stuff like that, and it is doing phenomenal. The fans are really receptive to this new music from Diddy, which is a surprise because everybody always has negative shit to say about Puff. Why? I don't know, but I think y'all need to shut the fuck up. Anyway. But cool, and on brighter news, 2 Chainz welcomes his third child, Halo, which is a baby boy. Shout out to his family, 2 Chainz, and the beautiful mother of their beautiful child. Shout out to them, and, you know, best wishes going towards them. And that's our entertainment news for right now. Guys, sit tight. Like I said, Tiffany Evans will be here to talk about All Made, the new EP that you guys got to get ready for, because it comes out in how many days? 16 days. So get ready. But let's keep the jams flowing, because it's a lot of hot music going on, and I just really like this new record by Drake and Future, Jumpman. So we're going to keep it going, and then be back with Tiffany in just a second.
Hey.
If your Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah. Yeah. Halloween. Taliban.
I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah. Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing. You don't have to call, I hear my dance like Usher. Ooh. I just found my tempo like on DJ Muscle. Ooh. I hit that Ginobili with my left hand though, like woo. Lobster and saline for all my babies that I miss. Chicken finger, french fry for them, they don't wanna dance. Jumpin', them boys up to something. I think I need some Robitussin. Way too many questions, you must think I trust you. You searching for answers, I do not know nothing, woo. I see him tweaking, ain't no something's coming, woo. Jumpin', them boys up to something, woo. Jumpin', what was you expecting, woo. Shout out Michael Jordan, just said text me, woo.
Jumpin'. I just seen the jet take out, they up to something. Them boys just not bluffing. Jumpin', them boys up to something. She was trying to join the team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. Noble. I just sold a private dinner in the LA. Trapping is a hobby, that's the way for me. Money coming fast, he never getting stressed. I just had to buy another set. Bentley, Spurs, and Fennel, Jordan, fade away.
Yeah, jumpin', I don't need no introduction. Jumpin', Metro booming on production, wow. 100 cousins out in Memphis, they so country, wow. Tell us stay the night, valet, yo, call come now. Jumpin', live on TNT, I'm flexing, ooh. Jumpin', they gave me my own collection, ooh. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction, ooh. Mutombo with the, you keep getting rejected, ooh.
Heard it came through Magic City on a Monday. Heard they had the club wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild when you turn flooded. And I had them like wild, cup dudded. Dope man. Money on the counter, choppers on the floor. I just caught that tempo, DJ Mustard. Woo. Way too much codeine in that aura. We just count those big racks. Whoa. I know I'ma get my boy. I count all these racks that they have on me now. I'ma have you like what? Chanel number 9, Chanel number 5, but you got them both.
Jumpin', them boys up to something. They just spent like 2 or 3 weeks out the country. Them boys up to something, they just not just bluffing.
Jumpin', them boys up to something.
dudes is a hot damn mess. I'm way too blessed to be stressed. So I don't want no boyfriend, just give me them cats. What if I'm a material girl? You can't pay me. I live in a material world. It's crazy. The money should be making me Earl. Big baby, I know you want to take the pearl. It's my life. I'ma do who I want to, do what I want to, and I don't want to. All right, see, my time's gonna cost you a dough. My love don't cost a dime. You can't break my heart.
Niggas like Kane like a dandy. I tell you how it go. You pull out rubber bands.
que fue con su porque entonces dijimos, how many sisters?
Hi, who is this?
Fijima.
Yes. I believe you. I came in yesterday and you did a bleach and dry for me.
For me?
Yes, you did a bleach and a dry for me.
Me?
Yes, you.
Yesterday?
Yes, yes, girl.
What is bleach? I didn't use bleach anybody.
Oh, but that's okay. Listen, I was in there yesterday, and one of the girls did a bleach and a dry to one of my wigs, and my hair.
No, it wasn't me. Why are you saying me? I told my name to you.
I said I'm sorry.
Okay.
Don't fight me now.
No, I'm not. I didn't did bleach yesterday.
Okay.
Do you know who was it?
I don't. It was the short brunette girl.
The short what?
Brunette girl. In the blonde. In the girl with the blonde hair.
Okay.
What had happened was my wig was already like a dirty blonde, but then she put it in there, and when it was, I woke up this like Beyonce, and it was green this morning.
Oh. Yesterday?
Yes. I'm trying to figure out what those short girls.
What time you came yesterday?
I came at 12 afternoon.
12 afternoon.
Yes. We got to do something about this because my hair is green and I can't be going out with my boyfriend like this.
Okay, then you come tomorrow. You can come tomorrow.
Okay, who's going to do my hair?
When you come in tomorrow, then anybody be here, they help you.
Okay, who's going to be there besides the short blonde and the brunette girl? Because they can't touch my wig no more.
Not her. They picked them. Another girl. They not let she do that.
Yes.
Then when you come in here, then talk with anybody with the register.
Okay, and what were those girls' names again? I forgot.
The girls was here yesterday. It's at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, some girls. Mm-hmm. I believe it was 12 o'clock. I didn't know it was a blonde girl and a brunette girl.
I don't know who was yesterday did it. Because yesterday was Friday.
No, today's Friday.
Oh, today's Friday. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. I looked at the wrong schedule. Yesterday is 12 o'clock.
Yeah, you look at the wrong schedule. It's okay. Because my name is Laotis, and I came in there.
Okay, her name was Haley.
Haley?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to tell her Laotis is very upset.
Okay. When you come in tomorrow, we take care of you. Okay?
Okay. Is there a number I can reach her at? Because she told me she had this wet and wavy gel. If I can't come on Sunday, she was going to touch the edges up.
No, it's come tomorrow. Tomorrow, Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, come tomorrow.
But I want to check with her because she said if she got it, I don't got to go ahead and pay for it at the hair.
No, you're not paying. You're not paying.
Oh, you got it.
Yes, yes. When you come in tomorrow, then they take care of you. Okay?
Okay, because I'm trying, because she did me wrong, so I didn't need her. I need her to fix it.
Okay, we fix it. Just come tomorrow.
I know, but I need, listen, like, you got to understand me. I need her.
I understand. I'm with the client. I have to take care of the client here also.
But I'm a client, too.
Yeah, you are, but I told you, come in tomorrow. Then tomorrow we take care of you.
Okay.
Okay?
My hair don't fall out because
you're not paying anything. We take care of you.
Okay, because if my hair falls out and I look like Jenny Craig,
okay.
I'm going to be fierce.
Come tomorrow, we have to look at your hair, then we talk about that, okay?
Yes, can you, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Can you do my hair tomorrow, as a matter of fact?
I'm off tomorrow.
Oh, damn. I was going to see you.
I tell the other shift manager or manager today, take care of you.
Okay, I need you to do me a Keisha Cole job, okay?
When you come in the morning, talk about, ask about the manager.
Yes,
and
tell Miss Haley I'm very upset about my weave.
Okay.
Green.
How she put color on your wig?
See, well, the thing is, my lace weave is in. So,
okay, when you come in tomorrow, ask for manager.
Okay.
Then we take care of you, okay?
Yeah, and we're going to have to take the weave out, too. Cause,
okay. Oof. Okay. All right.
My scalp is dry.
Okay.
But
see you
won't
tomorrow.
Be tomorrow. Can you make a note of this, song?
Yes.
And your name was again?
I'll put... When you come in tomorrow, then talk. The manager be the whole day here. Then she take care of you, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Can I make an appointment for my son?
No, we not make appointment.
No. So my son can just come and he can get his...
Yes, just running with you.
Okay, because he need an old, nasty Michael Jackson wavy curl.
Okay. When you come in, then we take care of you.
Can y'all do a Michael Jackson cut for him with the weave?
Miss, you have to come... You have to come, and he's coming. We have to look at the hair. Then we say it. If we can, we do it. If it is not, then it's not.
Okay.
We have to see his hair.
Okay. My teacher called Michael Jackson. Uh-uh. No, she didn't.
Up on me, bank account look like a ballot, homie. Yeah, check the money packing. You get the trip and they unpacking, homie. Yeah, I overdo it. Yeah, that's salad, homie. Yeah, I'm overdressing. Ain't no salad on me. Me and Dave together, holy matrimony. Oh, it's hard to smile. It's when they ain't free. One, I got real ones on trial. It's fuck all my peers unless we talking about Belle Isle. It's the check is seven figures. I might try and dial this. And if I fucking make you. Don't be blowing up my phone. Lately, I've been messing with girls who tend to own on their own. I turn dusk in the dawn, turn my chair to a throne. Fuck her off in the whip, make her take Uber home. Culture, the chromosome. I grew up without a hammock. I did everything except panic. Feel me? Finally famous, the family, and we expanding on the top floor like we tanning. She throwing tantrums. She gon' hold this like a Grammy. I give a bomb D and do damage. She like,
back up off me, back up off me, I said, 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 back up off me,
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Tiffany, Tiffany Evans. You are on air with my boy, David Duane.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning back into On Air with David Duane right here on My Spirit Swings Radio. We've got our girl, Tiffany Evans, with us. What's going on, Tiffany?
Hey, boo. How you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. How about yourself?
I'm doing amazing. Everything is beautiful right now. I'm loving it.
Absolutely. And your new single, TMI, is amazing. Absolutely love it. Like, I mean, you heard the nonsense that I was going through before we, you know, we got on doing the interview, but this single is really, really phenomenal. Let me say congratulations.
Yes.
The singles that you've been dropping have been so fire. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We've been working really, really hard, and I'm really proud of the music that, you know, we came up with. So I'm just excited to share it with everyone.
Absolutely. And TMI, like, tell everybody, you know, about the concept with this record and, you know, why so sexy with this one, with the approach?
Well, you know, if I can be a little real with you, you know, it's kind of on the nasty side a little bit because, you know, one time I was just in the studio and I was vibing out. And, you know, I started, you know, I actually got the track from my producer's First Contact, and they, you know, they sent it through and I was listening to it and I was like, yeah, this feels good. I need to create an anthem for the ladies, you know, for when we feel really, really good about what was happening, you know, the other night. You know, there's things
right.
that we like to talk about too, just like how guys like to front it in music. We like to do the same thing. So I just started thinking about what happened the other night. And this is actually a true story. So I, you know, me and my man, we, you know, just had a really, really fun night. And, you know, we were out driving and, you know, we just did something really spontaneous. And I was like, you know what? That was just fun as hell. And we need to write a song about it. So me and my writing partner, Go2, we actually came up with the concept TMI, Too Much Information. Because, you know, basically we kind of did something that was on that side. It was just, you know, too much information for everybody to be seeing. But at that point, we didn't care. So it's just basically about putting our love on blast for everyone to see, you know, if they do see it. But, you know, just
right.
taking a risk and being spontaneous and having fun and kind of doing something really wild. So that's how TMI came about.
I love it because we love to hear and see, like, people just put out their love like that over here at My First Wings. But just in general, I think nowadays it's okay for everybody to be just putting too much out there. Be like, okay,
yeah,
this is what we're doing. Because back then,
yeah.
it was like, oh, you know, we got to be kind of quiet, you know, like Beyonce and Jay-Z,
yeah.
like they were real hush-hush. But nowadays, like, let's just put it out there, ass out on Instagram.
Yeah, let's just put it out there,
leg
put it on black. And you know what? We're still subtle, though. You know, in the song, it's still subtle, like it's sexy, it's groovy, and, you know, it's not, you get the gist of everything that I'm saying. But it's not so out there where, you know, everyone can listen to it. You know, anyone can listen to the record. But it's just a moment that I wanted to kind of be a little more real, you know, than usual, a little more open than usual. So, you know, it's just about having fun. That's really what the record is. It's really just about going out and being spontaneous and having fun with the person that you love, because you love them so much and you want everybody to know that you don't really care how they find out, even if it's making love. So yeah.
And what's the response been so far? Because I took a glimpse and I'm like, whoa, people are really feeling the record. But how's the, you know, been receiving it so quickly though?
Well, you know, basically it's a record that I decided to just put out just for the fans to have and to listen to, you know, because it's one of my favorite records. So before the EP comes out, which is October 30th, I wanted to just,
ooh.
You know, kind of give them a little taste of what, you know, what's to be expected. So, you know, the response has been phenomenal and they love it. And, you know, we haven't really pushed it that much just yet, but, you know, and it's not really a single either. It's just something that I wanted to share. But if the fans love it so much and they continue to rave about it, you never know what it might become. So, you know, we're just kind of keeping our eyes on it.
And can we talk also about the record that you have with Fetty Wap on site? I love
yes.
that record. How did the collaboration come about?
Well, you know what? It's so funny. You know, I was doing like a 15-second Instagram video with my daughter, Addie. And, you know, I was singing Fetty's song, Trap Queen. And I kind of did it, you know, my own little way. And I just put it up. And one of my friends, one of my best friends, Brittany, she said, you know, I could see you doing a record with Fetty. You know, like, he's hot. And I just kind of feel like that's going to happen. I didn't know how it was going to happen, but it just, you know, kind of just came about. So I got this record. And it was this track, actually. And it was really, really just infectious. It was fly. It was fun. And I was like, you know what? Let's go in the studio. Let's vibe out to it. Let's record it. So
right.
I started writing it. Me and my writing partner, we got some dope concepts together, and we laid it down. And then I said, you know what? It'll be really dope if we got Fetty on the record. So he happened to be in the studio. After I finished recording the record, he was in the studio. He was working on his stuff. And
nice.
I hit up his DJ and said, look, you know, I really would love for him to record this record. He got the record immediately. And he laid his verse down, and it was just as simple as that. It was really easy breezy, and I could tell that he really, like, vibed with the record because of how he did his verse. His verse was so fire. And, you know, he just put his all into it, which I really, really loved. And he did more than a verse, a little more than a verse. So I was happy about that. And, yeah, it was just that easy.
It seemed that way. He definitely did put in a lot. It. I mean, I felt it. I mean, I'm a music
yes.
kid. I've done music, so I felt it. I was like, oh, see, he didn't just say, okay, let me just, you know, pass the verse over, do-do-do. Oh, this
yes.
is a cute
yes.
record, you know, because you know,
and I really thought that would fly. I really appreciated that, too, because some people, they'll just hop on a record, you know, do their thing to it, but that's about it. But he really fucked with the record, so I was really happy about that part.
So now let's talk about you know, switch sides and talk about being a mom, because you just had a baby in August.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on it.
Yes, thank you.
How's it all, you know, all over again now that you have another daughter?
Oh, man. You know, it's always a new experience for me. You know, every child is different, but the love just grows stronger and stronger for the both of them, each child that you have.
Right.
And, you know, I just, to be honest, I didn't know what to expect the second time around.
Mm.
But, I was just, you know, really like, okay, how is Addie going to react? You know, is she going to be happy that she's having a little sister? You know, is she going to be open to her? Or is she going to be jealous? And you know what? I think, you know, when children, you know that they're having siblings, you know, there's a bit of excitement there. It, you know, Adalia, she was really, really happy. She was happy. And then when she got here, when Chayden got here, he was just like, okay, this is my sister. Okay, nice to meet you. My name is Adalia. And, you know, don't think you're taking my spot. You know, it kind of automatically kind of shifted. But she still loves her little sister. Like, she's happy that she's here. And, you know, she's ready to be that big sister to her, which she has been. But, you know, sometimes you just got to balance, you know, both of them. You got to make sure that they
right.
still, I have to make sure that Addie still feels the love for me, you know, even though Chayden, she's a baby, so she needs a little more attention because she's a baby. But Addie still
right.
has to feel love for me. And that's my most, you know, important thing, is to make sure that Addie knows that she's still my baby and she's still, you know, like a part of this family, you know, because children can start to feel like that, like, you know, distant and everything like that, because a new baby came in. But we do our best to make sure that she knows that we love her just as much as we love Chayden.
Absolutely. And you're doing such a great job being a mother. Like, you're just a year older than me. So it's so inspiring to see, like, how, like, you're able
Aww.
To manage, you know, having a family, having two kids, husband
yeah.
and do your music, like
yes.
that's amazing. How do you find, like, you
it's
know
hard.
The balance? is it really hard?
It is hard, but it's I love challenges, you know, that's just who I am, you know. It's like
right.
I always have the eye of the tiger, and you know, I just love a challenge because I know that, you know, I can make it through anything with Christ. That's what I just believe Amen. Period. But, you know, so, you know, I just like going at, I like attacking things and just saying, okay, you know what, even if I fail, you know, I can try again, you know, it's another day to try again. But, you know, with being a mom and a wife and, you know, doing music, you know, it's just all about, I tell everybody, managing your time well. And sometimes it can get a little crazy. You know, you just have so much going on that, you know, you have your hands in so much that you can kind of forget to just sit down and reset, you know. But if you can get a grip on managing your time well and making sure that everything is organized and in its place, you know, it'll start to get better. It really will. You know, because even after I had Chayden, like, four weeks after, I was back in the studio. And she was,
wow.
You know, it was, yeah. So, you know, it was like, you know, I'm ready to get back in. And I was even having, you know, like a lot of pain, you know, because, you know, it's just with childbirth. But, you know, I was still having a lot of pain. And, you know, I was like, you know what, but I still feel great. I still feel like I want to express myself. I want to sing, because this is a great moment for me. So I'm having all of these different emotions and I don't want to sit down and just sit on them. So I just, you know, let me just keep recording. And basically that's right. What happened. My two babies were with me. My husband, he did a great job helping me out and making sure that they were good and that I was good. And, you know, now everything's ready. So it's just about managing time, managing your time well.
Absolutely. And you guys are doing great with that. So I also have ask you, no problem. So being that you're releasing your music independent and you're getting so much great response, you've got all major blogs, like, you guys are going in, keeping going in over there. Like, how does it make you feel this? Like you guys are just really just doing a damn thing.
Well, you know, to be honest, it's always an honor that people are interested in your music and they're interested in you as a person, you know. That's always an honor because I feel like, you know, artists come and go, you know, they'll have one record and, you know, it'll be hot for a second and then they're gone, you know, and I know what all of that is like. And I just feel like at this moment, people are really just, you know, interested in what I have to say next, you know, like the music. They want to hear more of the music. And my, you know, the important thing for me is to stay consistent with that, with giving them music, you know, giving them who I am, you know, through the music and making sure that, you know, it's just consistent. And that's the main thing. And if it's consistent, then people are going to stay interested. They're going to stay engaged. They're going to want to know what you're doing next, you know? So that's the most important thing for me is making sure that I always provide them with what they want. And I'm happy that I've been able to do that.
For sure. So, Tiffany, we just got two more questions for you because I know you've got to go. You got a busy schedule. Now, Eyewear Line is doing absolutely amazing. What's next with Eyewear Line?
Yes, it is.
You've got some dope looks with it.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I didn't even know that it was going to turn into an eyewear line. You know, it's just funny how things happen in life. But I came up with the name when I was pregnant with Addie. And, you know, I kind of just had a lot of times with myself and I was just going through some things, you know, like creatively and just wanted to, you know, explore different, you know, ventures and stuff like that. So I said, you know, it'll be really dope if we just create a line where we can, you know, make some T-shirts and have some really dope slogans on them or whatever, like different sayings that people love to say, you know. But that never really came into play. And I just said, you know what, let me just sit it down. And, you know, I love the name that I came up with, iHoney. I think it's dope. Basically, the meaning behind it is, you know, you see something that's really attractive to your eye and honey is sweet. So when you see something that's attractive, you know, it's pretty sweet. So, you know, iHoney. So basically I said, you know, I love this name. I'm just going to, you know, kind of reevaluate everything and then come back to it. Years later, two years later, you know, my business partner, he came to me and he said, you know, it'd be dope if, you know, maybe we could do some eyewear, you know, because iHoney is kind of a really dope name for an eyewear line. And I was like, yeah, that'd be really, really dope. And so we got a designer. We teamed up with a designer and we, you know, just kind of bounced ideas back and forth. And it was pretty, like, it came pretty quick. It came pretty quick. You know, we started getting it on different celebrities, TLC, Raheem Devine, and it just started venturing off into a, you know, eyewear plus accessory line, accessory company as well. So we not only do eyewear, but we also do accessories, and then eventually we're going to get into clothes and makeup and all of that extra stuff, because iHoney is just it's a perfect name for whatever you want to do. So
completely.
That's where we're at. But TLC, Raheem Devine, Twista, Jocelyn, Stevie J, Bambi, let's see, it's so many people. Fetty.
Time.
Yeah, Fetty. A lot of people. Raven Simone has been in our stuff, you know, so, you know, and it's still grown. It's even more people, but it's still grown, and I'm really, really excited about it, you know, because it's new for me. It's fashion. But, you know, I definitely want to help to see where it goes in the future. But I know it's going to be great, so, because the response has been amazing.
Absolutely. It's going to be phenomenally great. I'm looking forward to what you have next with iHoney, and then with the music coming out, All Me, the EP, on October 30th. Now, what can we expect from this project? Because I'm anxious. I'm like off my seat almost. I'm about to tip over because I'm about to like rotate this. Gotta check that out. But what can we expect on the 30th?
Well, you know what? All Me is basically, you know, the title speaks for itself. It's just all me. You know, I never limit myself when it comes to music. I love to try all kinds of music. And whether it be, you know, trap music or, you know, R&B, pop, EDM, whatever it is, you know, I'm that person. I just love to explore because I know I can do anything with my voice and I can pull it off. So I never
yes.
have to limit myself. So basically, yes, honey. So basically, mm-hmm. all me is just, it speaks for itself, you know, it's me, you know, giving you who I am and right now. And, you know, just a new Tiffany. I know you guys have known me as Tiffany Evans, you know, the young baby, you know, a lot of people have watched me grow up in this industry, but Tiffany is a grown woman now. You know, I have so many things going on in my life, positive things, but, you know, so many things that make me a woman, you know, being a mom, you know, taking care of my family and, you know, just being a businesswoman, just things that being sexy, being gorgeous, you know, all of those things make me a woman. So all of that is implemented into this EP, All Me. And, you know, 7 great songs. I'm excited and I really want everybody to hear it. I've been working on it for a minute and I'm very confident about it. I'm just ready to perform already. I'm ready to get out on the road and tour and just fuck it up.
Yes, and we are ready to see you fuck it up because you do great music.
Hey.
And we've been watching your career. Well, me personally, I've been watching your career since, like, the beginning, and I'm just so proud of you. Like, completely congratulations on everything, Tiffany, because you're about to take the world by storm with this new music.
Yes, baby. The hustle is real, okay? You know, we out here and we working. We working. That's we ain't leaving no corners untouched. So, you know, we just working and we about to keep it moving. That's all.
Absolutely. Well, Tiffany, thanks so much for, you know, joining us this evening. We definitely appreciate you.
Yes. Thank you so much, honey. And we'll do this next time.
Anytime. So now before we have you do a quick drop for us, tell everybody where they can find you as far as like your social media is concerned.
Okay. You guys can find me on Instagram. That's Tiffany Evans Official. My Twitter, Miss Tiff Evans, that's MSTIFFEVANS. My website, TiffanyEvansOfficial.com, and Facebook, Tiffany Evans. And then YouTube, it's all the same, Tiffany Evans. So you can find me all on there. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Tiffany Evans. You are on air with my boy, David Duane.
Damn. I hope you pick up.
Please leave your message.
Hey, about last night, call me.
So good, I wanna run it back. So good.
time is 420. Get me so intoxicated, probably shouldn't drive, but
shouldn't drive, but